This is a sample story on the show theme, Hidden Treasures. I don't really like small closed spaces, or more accurately, being trapped in small closed spaces. Really, who does? I can trace this fear to a hide-and-go-seek game I played with my childhood friend Joanne one summer when I was about 9 or 10. We were playing as a team against our two younger brothers. The rules were simple. We had 5 minutes to hide as a team, inside or outside our homes. We lived next door to each other in Baldwin, Long Island. When it was our turn, Joanne and I dashed into her basement. Our basements were all unfinished in 1968. Nobody's parents thought of creating rec rooms or lounges or theater rooms out of basements in those days. So her basement was, like mine, inherently dark, scary, with jarring furnace noises and weird smells. But maybe that's because we lived around the corner from a pond which seeped up into our basements during torrential rains. Anyway, we evaluated potential hiding spots, but then we thought we heard our brothers Bobby and Jimmy upstairs, so Joanne quickly pulled open the door to her mom's cedar closet. "In here," she said, and we squeezed ourselves in among her mom's winter coats and dresses, pulling the door closed. It was darker than dark in there, and it smelled like cedar, which isn't awful. I mean, I guess it beats mothballs, but we figured we could take it for 5 minutes. We heard the boys' muffled footfalls coming down the basement steps, and we suppressed our laughter as they searched for us in vain. When we heard them traipse upstairs, I whispered to Joanne, "Look, we have to wait another minute or two until they give up." Joanne said, "Okay," because she was a year younger, and that's the way it was. "I can't wait to get out of here," she whispered. "Me too," I said. "This cedar smell is giving me a headache." "Okay," I said, "let's get out of here." Joanne felt for the doorknob. "Where's the doorknob?" she said. I felt for the doorknob. There wasn't a doorknob. "Oh no," Joanne said. "We're locked in the closet." "We can't be," I said. But I knew she was right. She started to cry, which meant that I couldn't cry because we couldn't both be crying. "It's going to be okay," I said to her. But I wasn't sure. "Come on, let's sit down," I said. We kind of crouched because we couldn't really sit down. There was no room. "I can't breathe," she said. "Yes, you can," I said. "I'm sure there's a crack between the floor and the door. We'll have plenty of air." I said it, but I wasn't entirely convinced. We were panicked, sweating all over her mom's freshly laundered clothes. For the next maybe 2 or 3 hours, or maybe it was only 15 minutes, we took turns banging on the door and yelling, "Help, help!" But the clothes sucked up all the sound. We knew you'd have to be within a few feet of the door to hear us. Finally, we heard more muffled footfalls on the basement steps and like maybe some humming. It was Joanne's mother coming down to put in a load of laundry. We screamed, "Help us, help us!" "What in the world?" her mom said, dropping the laundry basket with a thud and opening the door. "What in the world, girls?" she said. "What are you doing in my cedar closet?" We told her we were playing hide and seek with the boys. "Huh, they gave up a while ago," she said. She didn't punish us because we looked punished enough, I suppose. We went upstairs and we helped ourselves to a snack of Pepperidge Farm milk and cookies and brainstormed what we'd do for the rest of the day. Children are amazingly resilient. I hardly ever think about this incident except when I check any doors I go through to make sure they have two doorknobs. My friend Joanne and I are still in touch and we each remember this childhood incident vividly, possibly differently. Maybe in her version, I'm the one crying and she's calmer and the more comforting one. But that's the real hidden treasure, having a shared memory, no matter how scary, with a lifelong friend.